WBEZ is supported by Chicago Humanities, presenting live events with historians Doris Kearns Goodwin and John Meacham, comedian Reggie Watts and filmmaker Miranda July, and artists Hebrew Brantley and Amanda Williams in conversation, plus MSNBC chief correspondent Ali Velshi on small yet powerful acts of courage throughout history. Tickets for these events and more conversations on arts, culture, and current affairs at chicagohumanities.org.
Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at wbez.org/events.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. You know the Jolly Green Giant, but do you know the Gemini Giant? It's a 20-foot-tall astronaut sporting a green suit, holding a rocket. You used to be able to see this massive statue along Route 66 in front of a restaurant in Wilmington, some 60 miles southwest of downtown Chicago. But after the restaurant closed a couple of years ago, the landmark statue went up for sale. And if you've been wondering where it is now, well, it's in the hands of the highest bidder, to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars. I sat down with our architecture sleuth, Dennis Rodkin, for more on the statue and its whereabouts. Here's Dennis.
There's sort of a nostalgic and hometown feeling that that it really belonged there. The Gemini Giant, as you said, is 20 feet tall.
Yeah.
500
pounds.
Suit. Yeah, and wearing a helmet. Maybe the only one of this genre wearing a helmet. He's one of what's either called giants, American giants, or muffler men, depending on which sort of population you're in.
Okay. So
they were these fiberglass advertising figures created in Venice, California in the 1960s and 70s, and they stood all over the country. And we'll talk about how there are still some in the Chicago area.
Yeah.
This one may be the only one who was wearing a helmet and was the most famous one dressed as an astronaut.
Yeah.
You see Native Americans, you see cowboys, you see women in bikinis. That's another version.
Really?
Made by the same company. This was an astronaut.
Yeah. As you said, he's one of several of these human giant sculptures that are kind of plotted around the country. Some are even Hollywood famous, Dennis.
Yeah. Well, so there was one in Easy Rider in the 60s.
Uh-huh.
There's one in Wayne's World.
I remember that one.
Yeah, many people are aware of that one because it's here at 63rd and Pulaski in Chicago, and it's in that famous Bohemian Rhapsody stretch of Wayne's World.
Also, there's nothing I don't remember from the 90s.
There's
there's that too.
And then coming into the 2000s, there are two in the credits for Parks and Recreation. One of those is in Indiana, and I couldn't figure out where the other one is.
Oh, but the Amy Poehler show.
Yeah, Amy Poehler. Yeah,
yes.
There are two. Right at the beginning of the credits, you see two of these giants. So they're these retro figures that people just have a great affection for.
Okay, they're a big deal. So let's go back to Wilmington then. Take us to that moment when the Gemini Giant actually needed saving, because it stood in the same spot for decades. So what changed?
Well, the restaurant closed. It was in front of a restaurant that most recently was called the Launching Pad, having to do with the astronaut. The restaurant closed. It was for sale. There were attempts to buy both the restaurant and the giant. And then eventually, in late 2023, the former owner of the property put the giant and a lot of the restaurant fixtures up for auction.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question was, is this giant going to be removed from this site next to Route 66, where he has stood since the mid-60s, probably 1965?
Yeah.
Is he going to be removed? Are people going to buy him to take him somewhere else? So that was sort of a scary prospect in Wilmington
dun, dun,
and the
dun.
Area around it.
Right, right. And so there's a GoFundMe effort that surfaced that kind of took off, but then looks like it fell short of the actual goal. Who started this?
This is so interesting. It's a man named Ryan Jindura. He got a lot of publicity in sort of February and early March trying to raise money for saving the Gemini Giant. And I spoke with him in advance of this segment when we were getting ready to do it. And he had a $100,000 goal, and
yeah,
he had come up with about $27,000.
Okay.
But it looked like there might be more. And he was headed into this auction, and nobody really knew how it was going to end.
Mm-hmm.
He had not accomplished his goal. There were other bidders apparently hovering around at the edges. And then there's a surprise finish to the auction.
Yeah, but before we get to the surprise finish, I mean, you mentioned that sort of cliffhanger that happened there where people don't know what's going to happen with this statue. Now, is it under threat of leaving not just Wilmington, but Illinois? Like, could it just leave the state?
Could well have. I mean, it depends on where the buyer is.
I see.
And so the auction house was in Minnesota and had their expertise is auctioning restaurant equipment. So they really had no idea what's going to happen with this giant. But yes, it could well have left Illinois.
Yeah. So this big finish, tell us about it.
Well, there was a dark horse. It's fascinating. I'm talking to people before the auction, and I never hear about this. And then when the auction concludes, it turns out that the Joliet Area Historical Museum, Joliet being right next to Wilmington, had a tourism grant from the state of Illinois and bid against others to become the final winner at $275,000.
Oh, my goodness.
WBEZ is supported by Chicago Humanities, presenting live events with historians Doris Kearns Goodwin and John Meacham, comedian Reggie Watts and filmmaker Miranda July, and artists Hebrew Brantley and Amanda Williams in conversation, plus MSNBC chief correspondent Ali Velshi on small yet powerful acts of courage throughout history. Tickets for these events and more conversations on arts, culture, and current affairs at chicagohumanities.org.
All right, so Dennis, let's get back to the story here. Do we know how many bidders wanted to purchase the statue?
Well, so I spoke to the auction company in Minnesota, and they weren't able to give me some details because of the nature of the auction. They said there were over 300 bidders on that lot, which would be the statue as well as the restaurant fitting. So I don't know how many were bidding on the Gemini Giant itself.
Yeah.
But we do know that the bidding was fast and furious and rose very quickly to over $200,000.
And over $200,000.
Yeah. And so what's interesting is I sent you a clip of there's an old CBS News segment on these giants from last fall.
Yes.
And the reporter for CBS said these often sell for the tens of thousands of dollars. And so now we've got one in Illinois that sold for the hundreds.
Yeah, that reporter was way off. we care more about our statues.
We apparently do, and partly because we have a lot of them. So it turns out that what happened was the Joliet Area Historical Museum had this grant. They had previously tried to buy the whole property. That had fallen through.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a grant, a tourism grant from the state, and they decide they're going to go ahead and bid on the statue itself. But what the director of the museum told me is they kind of kept it quiet because they didn't want to get in the way of other people's attempts to buy the statue, like Ryan Gendura's and others. And they also, you know, didn't want to drive the bidding up. Fat lot of good that did them because the bidding rose so fast. It turns out that it gets to $200,000 and then $225,000 and then $250,000. And the other bidders, there were at least two other bidders still in the game after $200,000. The bid comes in from the Joliet Museum at $275,000,
right,
and everybody else drops out. So then they're the winners.
Oh, my goodness. Well, speaking of happening fast, the removal of the Gemini Giant, I mean, the group, you write in your piece, they didn't waste any time taking it down.
They basically pulled up in a truck and took it away right then. It's really interesting. So again, they're keeping it quiet, but they're gathering this coalition.
Yeah.
By this time, they've got Ryan Gendura involved with them, but the museum, preservationists, some of these specialists in muffler men or American giants, they've all quietly gotten together and are planning to pull right in and take the giant right away. They apparently had sort of a credible threat that somebody was going to destroy the sculpture.
I see. Because my next question was going to be, what's the rush?
Nobody's speaking openly about what was going on, but they said we had reason to believe that we had to get it out of there right away.
Yeah.
So they pull up in a truck whose flatbed has a specially built frame.
Mm-hmm.
They have a crane. They cut the Gemini Giant off at his feet. They lift him up.
Oh,
and I think you've seen the pictures.
What a sight. Yes.
Yeah. We've got them on the website. They lift him up by crane. So it's the first time the Gemini Giant has actually gone into space, right? And then they lay him down,
Dennis,
on the truck and they drive away. Police escort. Crowds all around, and they drive the Gemini Giant away.
Oh, my goodness. And so I asked the big question earlier, Dennis, where's that statue?
Well,
does it have a new home?
It does have a new home coming. It's going to be restored at a museum in Atlanta, Illinois, which is a museum of American giants.
Okay.
There are a couple of others. One was moved down from the city, and they're having a big opening on Memorial Day.
Okay.
So road trip.
Yes.
But they're going to restore it,
yeah.
And then it's going to come back. It's going to end up less than a mile from where it was in Wilmington and be sort of the focal point of a Route 66 memorial. Route 66, that famous old highway from Chicago to Los Angeles, is celebrating its centennial in 2026. So the idea is that the giant will be back in place well ahead of that to sort of be the linchpin of celebrations
yes.
of Route 66 in Illinois.
It's perfect timing then for these statue shenanigans, if you will, Dennis. Because, yeah, there's a group of preservationists, I'm not sure if you're aware, they're actually looking to keep the memories of Route 66 alive, and they're asking folks to just submit any personal stories you have, whether it's stuff that we've heard before or untold stories of that highway, and do it before the centennial in 2026. And of course, you can listen back to that conversation that we had with the group behind the campaign. This was just this past Monday, and it's on wbez.org/reset. But I wonder if you think there are going to be some Gemini giant stories as part of that bunch submitted.
I would assume when you start looking for people's history with the Gemini giant, everybody talks about going there for lunch when they were kids and posing. You can find people's family photos. Of course, the Gemini giant is taller than the rest of the family,
right.
But everybody gathered around him. And this is one of the reasons the GoFundMe was so popular, because everybody who has either done the actual Route 66 or been through Wilmington for any other reason, and there are lots of them, had seen the Gemini giant. I mean,
he
was, as you said, hard to miss. It's
yeah.
a 20-foot man in a green suit holding a rocket.
Standing there. Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Well, before I let you go, Dennis, can you tease what else you might be working on?
We're coming back into the city next time for a building that has been in disuse for a long time, and there have been proposals to get it back to life, and they just keep failing.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, we look forward to it. That's Dennis Rodkin, residential real estate reporter for Crane Chicago Business, and our What's That Building or Statue sleuth. Thank you, Dennis.
Thanks, Sasha.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by me, and it was edited by Meha Ahmed and mixed by Brenda Ruiz. As we just learned, the Gemini Giant was once a fixture on the historic Route 66. And did you know that Route 66 started in Chicago? That 2,400-mile highway, known as the Main Street of America, started in the Midwest and ran across 8 states, ending on the West Coast in Los Angeles. Imagine how many people have road-tripped this highway. Well, today, there's a national campaign asking people to share their personal stories and photos of Route 66. We recently sat down with Amy Webb with the National Trust of Historic Preservation to learn more about the crowdsourcing campaign that they're spearheading ahead of a pretty big anniversary. Here's Amy.
The road was actually commissioned in 1926, which means that in 2026, which is really right around the corner, Route 66 will be celebrating its centennial anniversary.
You can find that interview on our podcast later this afternoon. And make sure to subscribe to the Reset Podcast wherever you're listening so that you never miss a conversation. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll talk again later today.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.